COVID-19 crisis has exposed the reality that most frontline workers are women who are risking their own health, often while being underpaid. With workers like nurses, teachers, cleaners and supermarket staff now lauded as essential, that's sparked a debate about translating their new social value into something more tangible, like equal pay. Zoe Daniel reports.
Lucy Osborne is off to work.
There's your coffee. See ya. Have a good day.
Thanks.
She's an emergency department nurse who loves her job, in spite of the risks. But she wants fair recognition for what she does.
What we want to be known as are highly skilled, educated, life-saving professionals, not heroes. Because heroes have special powers, whereas we've worked hard to get where we can be for the communities.
Around the world, nurses have been applauded for their selfless work during the pandemic. 90% of Australian nurses are women, but in healthcare, women are paid about 16% less than men. COVID-19 may be a trigger for change. Alison Pennington is a senior economist at the Centre for Future Work.
It's starting a conversation nationally about how we turn that social value that we now ascribe to women's work, and how do we measure that and how do we value that in material ways through higher wages and more secure conditions.
Overall, women earn 14% less than men in Australia and are more likely to be part-time. The Centre for Future Work has made a submission to the Fair Work Commission's minimum wage case, arguing that increasing women's wages will boost the post-pandemic economy.
It does present a challenge for those women workers because they're the least likely to step up and say, you know, we want to increase our wages in a time because it's in the interest of everyone. But that is the truth of it. It's one of the most simple things that and straightforward things that government and the Commission can do right now to save us from that deflationary cycle.
Teacher Janet Matthews isn't all that comfortable asking for more money right now.
Personally, I feel like it's a little bit greedy.
But possible public sector wage freezes in some states seem contradictory.
It felt like a slap in the face, absolutely. To be told that you're doing an amazing job and then to be told that actually it's not worth paying you for it.
Nurses and teachers are the most prominent professionals in this debate, but aged and disabled care, cleaning and retail are also among the many female-dominated professions that are at the front line. Kylie Ward is the chief executive of the Australian College of Nursing.
If we don't get this right now, in 2020, where the world has just seen the difference that professions like nursing makes, then I don't know that we're ever going to get it. And we really need to take a very strong look consciously at what we consider important.
Nurse Lucy Osborne agrees.
Absolutely. 2020 is the time.
That's Emergency Department Nurse Lucy Osborne. Ending that report from Zoe Daniel.